Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I am Christopher.
And I'm Brian.
And today is day two of our Fun Facts article. If you recall, the last time you heard us, which would have been yesterday, I believe, we talked about the colors that the ancient Greeks saw.
Mm-hmm.
And we also discussed the one person who was not shocked or surprised that the Titanic sunk. Basically because he predicted it in his book.
Right, that was the author Morgan Robertson in his 1898 novel about the Titan, not the Titanic.
Right, and it was 14 years before the Titanic's disaster.
Right. Well, today we're going to be looking at a couple of health-related issues. So, I guess without further ado, why don't we get into our article?
Reading.
Fun facts. Medicine is something we all need at times, but not everyone is fortunate enough to receive it. Can you guess what the best way to distribute medicine is? A. In cans of soda. B. In hard pills. C. In painful shots. You're in tip-top shape if you picked A. Coca-Cola has one of the most widespread distribution systems on Earth. Humanitarians realized this and are now putting medicine in packages of Coca-Cola bound for developing countries. The medicine helps people suffering from diarrhea, the second biggest cause of child mortality. Everyone wants to have sweet dreams at night, and many have tried to control their dreams. Guess one way to give yourself strange dreams. A. By eating a lot before sleeping. B. By sleeping on your stomach. C. By staying up late into the night. You had real vision if you guessed B. One study found that sleeping on your stomach produces weirder dreams than sleeping on your back or side. Subjects in the experiment who slept on their tummies had odd dreams about UFOs, being naked, and having celebrity love affairs.
All right, so our article begins, "Medicine is something we all need at times, but not everyone is fortunate enough to receive it."
Hmm.
Now, fortunate, Brian, what does fortunate mean?
Fortunate means, when we are fortunate, it means something good happens to us or we are in a good situation. So it comes from the word fortune, which just means some sort of good thing that can happen to us. It can also mean a lot of money, but that's slightly different. Okay, Chris, but so how do we use the word fortunate in a sentence?
Oh, well, no problem. Here it is. The people aboard the sunken ship were fortunate to have been found. Otherwise, they surely would have died.
Oh, okay, yes, that is a very fortunate situation. So, getting back to the article, medicine.
Yeah, can you guess what the best way to distribute medicine is?
Okay. A. In cans of soda.
B. In hard pills. Now, hard, spelled H-A-R-D, means difficult to press down, cut, or break.
Okay.
Baseballs, rocks, the bodies of cars are all hard.
Okay. Or C. In painful shots. Now, this kind of shot is a medicine that is given to us in a needle, which usually they stick it into our arm. And it is a little painful. It feels strange.
Yeah, it can be painful. Sometimes you don't notice it if the nurse is pretty good with the shot. So what is the best way to distribute medicine? A, in cans of soda, B, in hard pills, or C, in painful shots?
Well, the pills, right?
I think the pills also, because the shots, that takes a lot of, like, you need the needle, you need the syringe.
And people are... The babies are screaming.
Right.
And,
and cans of soda are things you have at a meal, not
you
like...
you don't put medicine in soda.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see what our answer is. You're in tip-top shape if you picked A? That is quite strange.
Soda?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to figure that out, but... Right now, tip-top shape is our shortcut for you, which means if someone or something is in tip-top shape, it is in excellent condition.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to check out our shortcut for you with an example, and then we'll return to the article and figure out why soda is the, or cans of soda is the best way to distribute medicine.
Shortcut for you. Before the race starts, I'm going to talk to some of the runners. Here's Des Walker from England.
Hi, Emily. It's great to be here.
Are you feeling good about the race?
You bet I am. I'm in tip-top shape.
I'm confused. How many sides does that shape have?
To be in tip-top shape means in the best possible situation for something.
Okay, got it. In tip-top shape means... 处于绝佳状态.
That's right. I've been training really hard for this race, so I'm in tip-top shape.
So you think you'll win?
I don't know. The other guys are great athletes, and they're all in tip-top shape as well. The only thing I can promise is that I'll try my best.
Okay, well, good luck.
That was a tip-top example, wasn't it, Brian?
Yes, it was.
All right.
Now, what's all this business about cans of soda?
Well, apparently Coca-Cola has one of the most widespread distribution systems on Earth.
Okay.
Now, widespread, spelled widespread, which is the word wide and the word spread put together, means existing or happening in many places or among many people.
Okay.
What is a system?
A system is a way of doing things or a kind of method. So,
okay.
Coca-Cola's way of getting its soda to people is so widespread. Well, it's the most widespread in the world. So, they get more cans of soda to people than any other drink, you know, soda company in the world.
Okay. Well, the article says humanitarians realize this and are now putting medicine in packages of Coca-Cola bound for developing countries. Now, there's two difficult words there that are not part of our vocabulary that we're teaching, but we'll explain them. Humanitarians are people who are concerned with improving people's lives and reducing their suffering. And developing country is a country with little industrial or economic activity, and people there generally have low incomes. They're not paid much money to do work.
Okay. So, the article goes on to say, the medicine helps people suffering from diarrhea, the second biggest cause of child mortality.
Okay. Well,
okay.
We heard suffer, suffering. Suffer is spelled S-U-F-F-E-R. It's a verb, and it means to experience the effects of something bad.
Okay. So we could say, for example, today I am suffering from the flu, and I can't go to class.
Right. Or you could say, Bob suffered serious stomach aches whenever he drank too much coffee. So these are problems, and they're kind of probably associated with something.
It makes you feel bad.
Right. Okay, so diarrhea is like a soft or watery poop, and mortality is like the number of deaths in a particular place during a particular time. For example, during the 2014 Ebola outbreak, Liberia in West Africa had the largest mortality rate.
Okay, highest mortality rate?
Yeah, the highest.
Okay, so... more people are dying than normal, and the mortality rate went up.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So with these children that are suffering from diarrhea, it's the second biggest cause of mortality among children. So I was just trying to illustrate mortality for our listeners out there by giving an example that is a current event.
Okay. So if these people drink these cans of soda, then they will be able to get some medicine that will help them with their diarrhea.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's it for that particular fun fact. Now we're moving on to another fun fact, and this one I'm quite interested in.
Yes, the article starts, it says, "Everyone wants to have sweet dreams at night, and many have tried to control their dreams. Guess one way to give yourself strange dreams.
A, by eating a lot before sleeping.
B, by sleeping on your stomach.
C, by staying up late into the night." Now, stay up means to not go to sleep when one might normally go to bed.
Okay.
But I guess I would think C, because maybe you're so tired, like your brain is like shuts down, and then it shuts down those defense mechanisms for like fighting off potential crazy dreams. I don't
know. Yeah, maybe late at night you have weird thoughts, and then you're thinking about that when you go to sleep, and you have dreams about those weird thoughts or something.
Yeah, I'm going to go with C.
Okay. Well, the article says, "You have real vision if you guessed B."
B?
B.
I sleep on my stomach all the time.
Right. Okay, so the article says something about vision. Now, if we have vision, it means that it can be an imagined mental image of something, or it can mean that we kind of can see a little bit into the future, like we have an idea of what we want to do or of what might happen, kind of like predicting the future. So, sleeping on your stomach. The article says, "One study found that sleeping on your stomach produces weirder dreams than sleeping on your back or side."
Wow, that's...
Now, what is weird, Chris?
It means strange and different from anything natural or ordinary. So, in a normal dream, the sun might be yellow and the clouds white and the sky blue. But in a weird or strange dream, the sun might be purple, the clouds might be green, and the sky might be, let's pick a random color.
Gray.
I was going to go with silver, but
silver.
Yeah, that's just an insane, that would be weird.
Okay, so the article goes on to say, "Subjects in the experiment who slept on their tummies had odd dreams about UFOs, being naked, and having celebrity love affairs."
Wow, there's a lot to define in that sentence.
Yes. So what is an experiment?
An experiment is a test done in order to learn something or discover whether something works. For example, before beds are sold in stores, the manufacturers have experiments to test whether they are comfortable or not.
Okay, or to see if they will break, if, you know, people jump on them to see, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we spell experiment E-X-P-E-R-I-M-E-N-T. E-X-P-E-R-I-M-E-N-T, experiment.
Okay, so in this experiment, the subjects slept, they slept in different places. Some people slept on their tummies, and then their backs and their sides. Now, what is a tummy?
A tummy, spelled T-U-M-M-Y, is just your belly.
Okay.
Just a kind of cutesy way of saying belly.
Okay,
tummy.
Kind of like for kids.
Yeah. You know, Winnie the Pooh always says there's a rumbling in his tummy whenever he wants to eat honey.
That's true.
Now,
okay.
Naked.
Naked.
Go ahead and define naked.
That means that you are without any clothing. You are not wearing anything at all, like the way you were born. You are naked.
Okay.
So maybe they have dreams about being naked in public. You know, there's the old dream about going to the math final or whatever in high school, and you show up to school and you have no clothes on. That's kind of like a cliche now. I mean,
I think I remember that. I was for a spelling bee.
Yeah. Everyone knows about that dream. And I've even had that dream, I think, because you think about it and then one day you just have it.
I remember... I was nervous about something, and my mom gave me advice to just picture everyone else naked.
I've heard of that, too.
Be nervous.
Hmm.
But when I went on stage, in my dream, I was the only one that was without clothes.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last thing they dreamed about was having celebrity love affairs. Whoa, what is that?
Okay, a love affair is a romantic relationship between two people.
Okay, and it kind of sounds like these people already have, like, a husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend, and they're dreaming about some celebrity.
That's right. So maybe they're, like, they have a significant other, and then they're dreaming about, Marilyn Monroe or...
Mm-hmm, their favorite actor or actress or singer or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so sleeping on their stomachs produced more of these strange dreams than sleeping on their backs or sides.
No, what's really odd for me is I can only go to sleep on my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really shocked that the way that I sleep every day is actually why I do have some odd dreams sometimes.
Some naked UFO celebrity love affairs.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like Marilyn Monroe.
It's actually celebrities who played aliens in movies.
That's
what it is.
Okay.
But that's actually the end of today's article. But stick around because we have an interesting For You chat question that relates to today's fun fact. This one, actually, in particular. So stick around. We'll be right back.
For You Chat.
Okay, so Brian, go ahead and ask this chat question.
Okay, today's For You Chat question is, what is the strangest dream you have ever had?
Ooh.
So Chris, you sleep on your stomach. You've probably had lots of weird dreams.
Oh, I've had many weird dreams. Some simple ones I'll start with. Being chased by dinosaurs.
Okay.
That was common. And I would wake up because I'm being eaten alive by the dinosaur. But it turns out it's actually a pet eating my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happened three times, and each time my pet is chewing on my foot or licking it. So.
Okay.
It could just be a subconscious thing. But for me, one of the strangest dreams I had was I was pulling out my intestines. And now intestines is like an organ inside your body. It's a long, like, tube. And I was pulling it out, and I just kept pulling it and pulling it. And something was taking the end of it and putting it elsewhere. And I realized I had to follow my intestines. So I stand on them like a tightrope and I walk into another dimension where the skies were always red, the clouds were purple. And I had my organ, my intestines, as my sole like weapon. I used it to hunt. I used it to like climb trees. I used it for warmth. Like I wrapped myself up in it in a cave. It was really crazy. I mean, there's more I can tell you about, but we'd have to do that when we're not on a time limit. So how about you? What is the strangest dream you've had?
I just remembered one. I was riding in a car, and there was a lot of tall grass next to the road, and we went off the road, and apparently there was a cliff behind all this grass, and it was like, you know, Looney Tunes, Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, like, cliff. And we were falling down, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet, and I was thinking to myself, okay, if you jump out before you crash, I'll probably live, right? Like, I'll be okay. So I jump out, and I lived, but then the car exploded, and the explosion killed me. And then there were credits to my life. It was like a movie. It was like, da-da, the end, and, like, credits, main actors, you know, me as me. And I went to heaven, and Slash, the guitarist from Guns N' Roses, was there in a garden, and he was playing guitar, and he started to teach me how to play, and then that was the end of the dream.
That's insane.
Mm.
All right. Well, how about you out there? What's the strangest dream you've ever had? Discuss among yourselves. Maybe one of you can write on our Facebook page about your crazy dream. We'd like to read it. Until next time, I'm Chris.
And I'm Brian. Fun facts. Medicine is something we all need at times, but not everyone is fortunate enough to receive it. Can you guess what the best way to distribute medicine is? A. In cans of soda. B. in hard pills. C, in painful shots. You're in tip-top shape if you picked A. Coca-Cola has one of the most widespread distribution systems on Earth. Humanitarians realized this and are now putting medicine in packages of Coca-Cola bound for developing countries. The medicine helps people suffering from diarrhea, the second biggest cause of child mortality. Everyone wants to have sweet dreams at night, and many have tried to control their dreams. Guess one way to give yourself strange dreams. A. By eating a lot before sleeping. B. By sleeping on your stomach. C. By staying up late into the night. You had real vision if you guessed B. One study found that sleeping on your stomach produces weirder dreams than sleeping on your back or side. Subjects in the experiment who slept on their tummies had odd dreams about UFOs, being naked, and having celebrity love affairs.
Vocabulary review.
Fortunate. I was fortunate to have a normal, loving family when I was a child. System. In the American school system, students don't take a test to get into high school. Suffer. My grandfather suffers from pain in both his knees and elbows. Vision. Our boss has a clear vision for how to make the company successful. Experiment. The scientists did an experiment to learn more about the space rock. Naked. My little brother walked into my room and saw me naked.